So in this week's parsha, we have the story of Shimon and Levi that go and conquer Shechem. Rashi and Nozir, the Chavtesim with base, learns from here the concept of Bar Mitzvah. Rashi brings, he says, how do we know that whenever the Torah says Ish, Ish means Bar Mitzvah? Ish shall be ben yugil shana v'loy pabachos. He can't be less than 13 years old. Shalom atzinu b'chol atoyah sheyeh kori ish v'chos b'yom gimel. We didn't find anywhere that an ish is less than 13 years old. Aval b'ben yugimel matzinu shekor akosu ish. We didn't find a 13 year old. Where? Tichtiv ayukhu shnei b'nei Yaakov shimon v'levi ish charboi v'kimtiv shimon v'levi ishaitu b'nei yugimel shana hav. So Rashi does a cheshbon that Levi was then 13 years old. Rashi and Ovos goes on, sorry, to expand upon that, that it has to be he's 13 because Yaakov Avinu married Leah after 7 years he was there. So it was 13 years until he ended the time by Lavan. And there was 3 pregnancies until Levi. And every pregnancy of the Shvatim was 6 months.
He did 7 years till he married Leah.
Yeah, because he worked 7 years and then he married Leah. Right? And then he was sacrificed at the house of Lavan how long? 20 years. And every pregnancy was 6 months. So Levi was born approximately a year and a half after he married Leah. So then he was on the way a year and a half. Rashi adds another 6 months, which the Tosfos Yontes deals with. I won't get into that. But approximately at the time of Shechem, Levi was 13 years old. So says Rashi, how do I know that a 13-year-old is a, that an ish means 13? Learning from this expansion that it said that Levi was called Ish, and he was 13 years old. So maybe you learn that Ish is 13. And this opens the sugya, the very interesting concept regarding the 13. The Achrayim discuss the shaila of what makes somebody into an adult. We know that the Gemara requires, and that's what we pass on Shulchan Aruch. In order for someone to be a gadol, he needs to have 2 things. He needs to be 13, and he has to have shtei sizes. They have 2 ears, that's called the simonim. He has to have simonim signs, and he has to have age. Combination of both. The shiloh is, what is the age? The fact that you have to have the age of 13. Is the age of 13 just an indication that the 2 sires, the 2 ears, are simonim? Meaning, if you bring simonim before you enter 13, we assume, as the Gemara Nita tells us, that it's not simonim, it's only a shuma, it's only a mole, it's not a real hair. In order for this to really be a simon, you have to be 13 years old. Or you say, no, there's 2 ways to become, you have 2 things that need to happen in order to become an adult. You have to turn 13, and you have to have 2 sires, but they're not connected to each other. He could be, You can have only one of them. You can have one of the simonim of Gamas. Not that the age reflects on the simonim, but it's just another additional thing they need to have. Meaning, a person becomes a gadol by having 2 things. His age and simonim according to the second tzad. So the Briskor brings me into more in the name of his father, Reb Chaim, that really this is a machlekes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Why? He says it really in 2 different places. One place is in Yevamos, the Gemara tells us, that banim harein kesimanim. If a person gave, if a child was able to give birth, a woman, maybe, so pash is a woman, maybe even a man. So the din is that banim is a simen that she is an adult. Says Tosfos, what does it mean banim is simen an adult? Even if she gave birth underage, she was under the age of 12. She gave birth at the age of 10. But if she had children, that's simanim, that's a simen. Because the Gemara tells us the bonim are equal to simonim, meaning children are equivalent to simonim. So the same way bringing simonim works means you're an adult. So when someone gives birth, it also means he's an adult. So Taizah says bonim are equal to simonim. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam Yechusishus tells us bonim are equal to simonim means that if someone is up over age, he's 12 years old, but she didn't bring simonim yet, and she gives birth, they're giving birth is in lieu of bringing simonim. In other words, boy, Marika Simonim, you have to have age and Simonim. If she gave birth, you have age and Bonim. Age and Bonim is good enough. But not if you have Bonim and you don't have age. The Rav requires you still, it requires her also to have the age.
So a 10-year-old that has a kid cannot be a big adult.
Here the Rav is going to basically say there can't be a 10-year-old having a kid. That's based on the Pashas of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Katan under the age of 1 year before Godless can't really happen. Okay, so but is it Metzias? Not Metzias question. That's their separate subject. But the Maizah comes out, the Rambam says, Bani Marika Simonim is not enough. You have to have age as well. And Taizah says, no, Bani Marika Simonim is good enough. So says Reb Chaim, that's why the Biskrov quotes him, that's the Machlokes. The Rambam holds you have to have two things, age and Simonim. So the fact that a person gave birth before, that's only Simonim, it's not age. You need to have both in order to be a Gadol. So the fact that you have Simonim is not good enough. You have to have age as well. But then he says the age is only indication if the hair is a simon. If I have a children tells me the hair, I mean, the children are like simonim, but the simonim move on, I don't have to have any more indications. So even under age should work. That's how the B'chaim says. And the B'skor brings on that that's also B'chleikis. It has to do with anybody in Tafyarim, it has to do with the last few days in the Daf. The question is, when a person, if there's a din, Mufla Samachleish. Meaning by Nedarim, you say, 13-year-old is an adult. 1 year before an adult, a person could do Nedarim. That's Mufla Samachleish, especially in Zes Kasvashu, Halacha Mishmisena Pashas, that a year before adulthood, you could do Nedarim. So Taiza says, yeah, but a year before what? Before you bring Simonim. So Taiza has a problem. How do you know if he's going to bring Simonim in a year or not? A year before you bring Simonim, who says he's going to bring Simonim in a year? Taiza has a problem. Meaning, the way this defines Mufla Samach Leish is the year, not the year before the year at the age of 13, but the year before Simonim. The Rambam says, no. It's the year before 13. And the minute he turns 13, his neder is a full neder, as if he's an adult. The gamet, there's no chilukim. Even if he doesn't know what he's talking about. Even though he did not bring Shtei Cyrus. What? 13. If he turns 12, he's Mufla Samach Leish. Mufla Samach Leish, the Gemara tells you there's a condition. He needs to know what he's doing. You have to check him that he knows what he's doing. But when he turns 13, you don't have to check anymore. Says the Rambam, even if he has no Shtei Cyrus, only the age. So what's the Machlekes? Says the same thing. Does all the age is nothing. The only thing I'm looking for is Shtei Cyrus. That's what I'm looking for. So if you have two Cyrus, it's an adult. You don't have two Cyrus, it's not an adult. I don't care about the age. The Rambam says there's two different things. There's Simonim and there's age. By Nedarim, we have a Chiddush, I care more about the age than about Simonim. It's a specific thing we have in Nedarim. Because by the Rambam, the age is also an indication. It's another indication. So we mean that by Nedarim, one indication is good enough. That's a Chiddush, I'll tell you. But the age does have significance. So that's how the scroll is Toile. The Machlek is the Rambam, the godless being an adult depends on Simonim only. The Rambam, it's two different things. You have Simonim, you have age. Sometimes the age works on its own.
The Simonim, the
okay. Now, I saw they bring down, according to this, what will be the Avinu of Kamina? If you can understand such a thing. There's a Chakir of the Kovitz Shurin. What happens if you have a Evet, a slave? What's the din of godless by a slave? Because we know that an Evet learns everything from Asia. When does each become an adult? Age of 12. So does the Eved go based on 12 or based on Simonim? So according to Tosis, the Chorus of Pashut.
When Nafkamina, is there a Nafkamina halacha? I thought Ketan.
Yeah, he has all the halachas of Isha. So
maybe his halachas wouldn't start pre 12?
So the Kovachurim is not Ketan that. She learns from Isha, has to be, you can't do it as a Katan. It's not like a Ben Noyach. You have to actually have a godless. So when is the godless? Is it 12 or 13? That's chakira. So if you have the old like Toys says, the really godless means Simonim. So the age doesn't mean anything. I can't say, oh, when I have it, will be like Aisha. Aisha's not 12. Aisha, but when she's 12, that's what she has Simonim. But Aisha that. But if you tell me, like, the Rambam, the age means something, Aisha, it could be that maybe by habit you learn from Aisha that 12 does mean something. Maybe. So that could be a chakira, a little bit toilet. Interesting enough that with this, you can answer, it seems that really Rashi is bringing this Chakira as well. Because it seems that Rashi is contradicting himself. At one end, we brought the Rashi Nazir. Rashi Nazir told us that how do you know 13? Learn from the 6th Pasha. What do you learn from this expasho? That Levi was 13 years old and he was Ish. That lechur is a mashma like the Rambam. That Levi doesn't say a Levi would check this morning. You said the Levi was 13. Now it's hard to say. That it means to say that Levi was called Ish because he probably brought simon. You tell me the age of 13, and you mean the age of 13 doesn't really mean anything. He's only a simon. It's very hard to say. A pashas what it means is that Levi turned 13. 13 means that he was an adult. That's what Rashi brings from here. But Rashi in the end of Nido. In Nido, not in the end, in the Daf Ches, end of Perikot Sidoifin, when he speaks about the idea of age, he says, how do you know age? It's not written in the Torah, it's halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. And that, by the way, works, they bring the Rosh, says halacha l'moshe b'Sinai as well, and he says, halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, the only thing you have is simoni. Halacha l'moshe b'Sinai tells you simoni is the ikar. But, and it's not written in the Torah. Rashi knows it says, it is written in the Torah. It's written by Levi. So is it halacha l'moshe b'Sinai or is it written by Levi? So if you look, Rashi and others, when he speaks about Ben Shlosh Yisrael, in Yud Gimel it says, Limitzis, Ben Shlosh Yisrael Limitzis. So Rashi brings both Pirushim. There's a Pirush Rashi and others. So Rashi and others starts, Ben Gimel Limitzis, how do you know, Dichtiv Isha Isha, Ve'ein Akor Isha Chu Ben Shlosh Yisrael, Kede Ashkelon by Bnei Yaakov Shimon Ve'Levi's Dino. That's Pirush first Rashi. Number one. After he says, this is Nusach Acher, another Lashon Rashi. Ben Shlosh Limitzis, Demishi Vishti Sairois, Ba Lichlal Mitzis Doraiso, Ta Lachu Vishir Sinai. As long as you say that two Sairois is a God. So what's it do with 13? Continues Rashi, the Shia Ruchachomi, Mavoshti Sairois, Lishosh Lashon. 13 is just a time where you probably watch the Sairois. That's the time when Jesus comes. So what's the difference between Tupshat and Rashi? Rashi is Mami and Mamish. The Mishnah tells you when Shlosh is Mitzis. Pirush Ron is 13 is Mitzis. You say Ish. And our week, this week's Pasha, Levi is called Ish. That's one. Nusach Acher, no. What makes you a Godel is what? Shnei Sairus. Only Shnei Sairus. Like Tesis. Hi, what is Shlosh is right? When Shlosh is right, that's what usually brings Shnei Sairus. But nothing else. That's mamish, the two pshatim in Rashi, is that chakira, the machlokes, between the Tosfos and the Rambam. What makes you a godel? Is it only simanim, or it's also an age? That's what comes out from this Rashi. How much gishpak, that's what the Rashi and others is putting together, that chakira, the brisker of. I just wanted to conclude, the lechura, there is a big enough kamina, halacha l'maisa. And I think, if I understood correctly, that's what the Gaon is trying to tell us. The Vilna Gaon is trying to tell us. We have the Shulchan Aruch bringing the Siman Nun Hey, the following halacha. Im lo yivi shtei sairus. A person did not bring to shtei sairus. Afilu godel b'shanim, even though he's 13 years old, dina ke katan. He's a katan. So says Shulchan Aruch halacha b'fereshes, you have shtei sairus, but you do not have age, he's a katan. Says the Ramah, umiu ein medaktik im sairus. I'm not going to check. I'm not going to start check if a boy has two sires or not. El kol shigelech la'shreisov machzikim u'seki gadol. If he reached age of 13, I assume that he's a gadol. For him, liyanzem mistomei v'shtei sires. So what is Rama saying? Really, that's what Chazaka the Rava. Chazaka the Rava is a Chazaka that the Gemara Nid is mentioning. The Rava says most probably when a person is 13, he also brought shtei sires. Says the Ramah, if a kid is 13 years old, can he join a minion? Can he be Baal Tfilo? Can he be part of, can he be a Godel? You assume probably about Shtei Sairus. Why? Because if he's 13, he probably about Shtei Sairus. So says right away, the Nisa Kehle, Magavon says, Lian Zeh, says Rash, Magavon, Birush can feel there about him. Meaning the fact that we rely on Chazaka Derova, that we assume they probably about Shtei Sairus, it's Lian feel there about him. Comes out according to Ramah. What happens if I know for a fact that he didn't bring Shtei Sairus? Someone went and checked him. You don't check him. You assume he has Shtei Sairus. But what happens if I went and I checked if he has Shtei Sairus and I see he doesn't have Shtei Sairus? So then the can't be joining him in. The Ramah is saying that if he's 13, I don't have to care. I'm mistoma. What's the Ramah saying? Mistoma, mistoma. I'm assuming he probably brought it. But if I checked, he didn't bring Lachor, then he's not going to be a Gadol. Even if he can't be a Derabon. Good Amar. That's what we're saying.
Fell off. What can we say?
Oh, do we chush did noshu not noshu? The pasuk we don't find noshu unless you know that it was there.
The chazaka they assume. We assume that this is
there. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I didn't see anybody mentioning. It could be.
Because we
chush noshu. Chush only in the case when we knew that it was there. Do we assume?
You know, when it comes to Shifer and Megillah.
Oh, so for the rice, it won't work. For Shaif, it won't work. For Zoch, it's not going to work. For Kiddush, it won't work.
I
missed
Parashah. I couldn't
link. You could link?
I didn't
link. I linked Zoch, yeah. So that's what the Chur of the Rambam was saying. The Goyen sends it to somewhere else. It took me a figure time to figure out where the Goyen is sending us to. But basically, it's a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi is quoted in the Midrash Rabbah. And in Yerushalmi, have no Rishonim, usually. But the Midrash Rabbah, we have Pirush Rashi. On Pirush Rabbah. So that Yerushalmi, there's a Pirush Rashi. And the Goyen is sending to the Rashi on the Pirush Rabbah the way he's explaining the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi say? I'm not going to go to the whole story. The Yerushalmi brings the idea that it says that we have a stira. What do you do with a katan in the minion? And the Yerushalmi tells us that Sofek Oisim is a Sofek Ikur. The Sofek is Ikur. What does it mean, Sofek Zikr? Zok Rashi. He says, Kloima, look Asha. Habichtani midakti mekoton, I don't look at a koton. Sofek. She'en yaduei nivim lav, avigye l'chal ha'shoim. Sorry, that's a different Rashi, different one. The way Madras Kuhn is quoting it. He says like this. Pirush Rashi, in Baal Chal Yigim Shono, Ein Medakti Mevish Tei Saris Imloi. That's what he brings to Rashi. If he's 13 years old, I don't care if he has to shazer that. If he can't even sleep for the Ikor, Ke Echod Mehem. How can he say Nebuch Sham? The way the Baal Chal is quoting Rashi is what? That when you're 13, I don't care if you have to shazer that. He doesn't say, I'm assuming the two Saris came. He says, if you're 13, I don't care about the two Saris. So that's what it means, Kotan. Now, brings the Goyen, the Bavli. The Bavli brings a case when you have a Kotan, which is a Sofik, Kotan Pereach. Kotan Pereach means he doesn't have everything. Doesn't mean he has two Saris, but no age, or age, and not two Saris. But the Goyen Bavli tells us, Kotan Pereach, he can't rely on. Ends the Goyen and says, he brings this Yusham, he brings this Bavli. He says, Avshem Bagamor appears to aim at the act of Kotan Pereach. So what is the Goyen saying? What the Goyen is saying is, not like the Ramah. The Ramah says, I assume he has two Cyrus. The Goyen doesn't say that. The Goyen says, not assume that he has two Cyrus. We're talking about, he doesn't have two Cyrus. He has only the age 13. Then what? The Yerushalmi says, it's good enough. Says the Bavli, no, Kotan Pereach, it's not good enough. He doesn't have both Simonim. He has to have both of them. L'chur, what the Goyen is trying to tell me, when you get to 13, even if I know that he doesn't have two sires, at least with their abundance, I rely on it. So this comes out, and this will end. According to Tosfos, that doesn't make any sense. Because according to Tosfos, two simonim makes you a godel. Before simonim, you're not a godel. What do you mean, with their abundance? But for their abundance, you'll be a godel. What do you mean, their abundance? Abundance means that I'm more makel to be to be soymech chazaka, to rely on some kind of estimate. But if I know that he's not a godel, he's not a godel. But according to the Rambam, age is also godless. Elamai, you need to have both. So for the Rabban, one of them is good enough, like the Darm. That would be very gishmak. That's what the Ram will hold aloch anyway. Efsha, that's what the Goyen is telling us. Aloch elamai said, if you have a 13-year-old who does not have simanim, maybe that will be good enough for tefillah and things like that, which are the Rabban. Say that.